Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. We want to remind everyone about the Passion Play coming up Easter weekend here at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and that's the 7th, 8th, and the 9th, starting every night at 6 o'clock. And we've got special singing before the service begins. And at 6 o'clock, the Edwards family is going to be singing on Friday night, and then Middle Cross Saturday night. And then on Sunday night, we've got the Justice family coming in. That's going to be Easter Day. And so make your plans to be with us here at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church on Easter weekend, the 7th, 8th, and the 9th for the Passion Play. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Hope you're going to enjoy it. We've got the Lund family up. They're going to be singing Down to the River. I hope it'll be a blessing as you listen tonight.
Down to the river, come and be baptized. Down where the Savior came and lived and died. Down to the promised land, come and dine. Down to the river, come and be baptized. John was preaching by the riverside, baptizing people in the
family. Amen. We appreciate them helping us on the broadcast today. And today we're going to be looking at Psalms chapter 121, and we are going to be looking at the thought, the Lord is my help, and my help comes from the holy hills of glory. And so I hope it'll be a blessing to you as you listen today. This is going to be part one of the message entitled, The Lord is my helper. Hope it's a blessing as you listen. Psalms chapter 121, the Bible said this, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which he made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not what? Slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is... Thank God. Amen. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall not slumber sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. I want you to read that one. Maybe you want to underline that in your Bible. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. As we come to the throne of grace this morning, I pray that Lord Jesus somehow, some way, Lord God, that there will be a connection between the message and each individual that's sitting in the pew and online. And I'm asking you, Father, to do a work. God, we need a work in America. We need to work in our land, God, and we need to work, Lord Jesus, in the hearts of individuals. We need to work in our young people, Lord God, and it's a work, Lord God, that cannot be done by a single man. Lord God, this work must be done for the Lord. But God, we understand that, Lord Jesus, that our ways and our actions and our walk, Lord God, has to do a lot with how much help that we're going to receive. God, if we're going to receive help, we're going to have to get ourselves in the place of the asking. We're going to have to get ourselves in a place of hearing. We're going to have to get ourselves in a place of repentance to where, God, we are responding to what you say. God, help me to get in that place this morning. I do love you and thank you for all you have done. Help us while we preach this morning. In Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. Charles Haddon Spurgeon said this concerning this psalm of degrees, which means a song of ascent or mainly a psalm that's going up. Someone said one time that these psalms of degrees were psalms that were sang as they went up the stairs going into the holy place of Jerusalem. But this is what he said. He said, this bears no other title than the Song of Degrees. It is several steps in advance of its predecessor. For it tells of the peace of God's house and the guardian care of the Lord. While Psalms 120 bemoans the departure of peace from the good man's abode and his exposure to the venomous assaults or of slanderous tongues. In the first instance, his eyes looked around with anguish, but here they look up with hope. From the constant reoccurrence of the word keep, we are led to name this psalm a psalm to the keeper of Israel. Were it not placed among the pilgrim's psalms, we should regard it as a martial hymn fitted for the ever even song of one who slept upon the tented field. It is a soldier's song as well as the traveler's hymn. There is an ascent in the psalm itself which rises to the greatest elevation of restful confidence. Charles Haddon Spurgeon. I want you to look with me at verse number 1 for just a moment this morning. It seems as if the writer is pointing to the reader and saying, there's a place that you can find divine help. Notice what verse 1 says. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Now, may I say to you this morning that maybe you're in a place in your life where you don't know what to do. Maybe you're in a place this morning where you've come to this place, this pinnacle moment. Maybe you've hit a crossroads in your life spiritually and you don't know what to do. How many's ever got to that place in their life? You say, preacher, I've done this and I've tried my very best, but preacher, I just don't know what else to do. I've done all that I know to do, but I don't know where else to turn. I don't know what I'm going to happen from this point. I don't know what to do. No. Writer of the psalm turned us to the place where we can find help. You've tried it all, but something seems to be lacking. Can I tell you this morning, if you'll keep looking for the answer, if you'll keep your eyes fixed in the place, you'll find your help. You'll find what you're looking for. The psalmist did not say to look for your answer in the economy. The psalmist did not say to look for your answer in the doctor. He didn't say that you're going to find your answer in the pill. No, he's pointing you to a place where you can get some help. We'll say no. He actually turns your eyes to a location. He said this. Now I want you to, are y'all still here this morning? Now I want you to know this. That means he's got problems. I'd say every one of us got a little bit of problem, amen. If we'd really be honest with ourselves, there's probably more problems in this room than we could shake a stick at, amen. I want you to notice something this morning. He turns our attention unto the hills. I feel as if the Lord's pointing us in this first point to focus on the vantage point of the rider. The vantage point of the rider. Now the word vantage means this, a place or position that provides one with a good view of something or someone that you're needing to look at. Now listen. How many's a hunter in here this morning? Yeah, how many, a few of you. How many of y'all have been deer hunting? When you go deer hunting, you're not hiding yourselves in the bushes. You're not getting behind the briars. No, you're getting yourself at a good vantage point. What I'm saying is you're getting yourself in a place where you can see everything that's around you. I mean, from one area to the next. And if there's something in the way that's going to mess up that shot, guess what you do previous to going in the woods? You remove that obstacle, amen. You're looking for a good vantage point. This writer said this about this text. He said this, look back over in verse number 1. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Now, I will say to you this morning that this vantage point, this good sight, this good position. He said, I've been thinking about this word hills for just a moment. Now, I don't think that the writer is referring to a literal hill here. I don't think he's referring to a literal hill. Even though David went to the hills, he went to the caves often while Saul was chasing after him. David hid himself in the cave. He hid himself in the hills. But I don't think it's referring to a literal hill. I think it's referring to this. It's referring to a great vantage point where you can get some help. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. He's talking about a place. He's referring to a place where divine help will arrive. He's looking at a place. Look here, we've got to look down in this day that we live in. I'm going to tell you this morning, if you're going to ever have some help from the things of God, you cannot look down today. You can't look at the world scene. You can't keep looking at what's around you. You can't look at the job no more. You're going to have to focus your attention and get some vantage point from the hills. What hills are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about the hills of glory this morning. Can I tell you, I can't see what's coming, but I got one on the other side. My helper can see all that's around him. He knows the front to the line. He knows the back of the line, and he knows the middle of the line. He knows all that's about to approach us. Amen. The vantage point. I will lift up, listen, the writer said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Can I tell you, honey, this morning what you need to do? You need to quit focusing on your problem and focus on where your help comes from. Amen. Our help don't come from the world. Our help comes from God. Amen. Yeah. And God can do all things. God can do all things and do it well. I tell you, I believe that the psalmist, he wasn't talking about Sugarloaf Mountain. He's not talking about Burning Mountain. He's not talking about look up to Mount Bearwater. No, he's talking about those hills of glory. He's talking about divine help. Help, true help. He's talking about help that comes. He's talking about help when no army's available. He's talking about help that comes, true help that comes, listen, when no friends around. Anybody ever been in that situation? Hey, I'm going to tell you something going to God this morning. There's a place that you can turn your eyes for divine assistance 24 hours a day. You don't have to worry. Listen, there's help in the holy hills of glory. The Bible said this. He said, you see these things come to pass. Lift up your head. Your redemption draweth nigh. You say, it's getting bad, preacher. I know it's almost homegoing time. Good signs of a soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your eyes into the hills, friends. From whence cometh our help?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.